The question was asked with regard to an article in which Rav Aviner recommended that people boycott the Chidon Tanakh, the quiz, the national quiz on Tanakh, because Messianic Jews are participating. Why should we boycott it? Just because they're participating, they are the person who's in question is a person who was born from a Jewish mother, I understand from you, and why should that be reason to boycott it? So I can't answer in the name of Rav Aviner. I don't know what he wrote and I don't know what he meant, but I think that the point to think about when it comes to the Chidon Tanakh, and this isn't a question that arose this year, this is a question that goes back already many years, how do we view this? You could look at it as a game of Jeopardy, a game of Wheel of Fortune. You ask trivial questions. If you studied well, you answer them. If you answer them well, you win. And then, what do I care who the participants are? Do I care if he's Jewish, if he isn't Jewish? I'm competing in a game. What difference does it make? When I play chess, do I care if Kasparov is Jewish or not? Do I care if the computer I'm playing against is Jewish? I'm playing a game. But I think that the concept of a Chidon Tanakh, that the Jewish people in Israel get together on Yom HaTzimut, and one of the things they do to celebrate the national holiday, the National Day of Independence, is that they spar with one another on how well they know the Book of Tanakh, I think it's reflective on something deeper. I hope it's reflective of something deeper. The connection of the Jewish people to the Tanakh. This isn't a contest like Jeopardy, but rather it is a contest of how well we've mastered the book that is the book of our lives. This isn't just a book in a contest, but rather it's a book that we live our lives based on that book. And when we approach that book, we have a tradition as to how we approach it. We don't approach it like any other book. We don't approach it as secular knowledge. We make a blessing before we start learning. We say, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who has sanctified us." This is a holy book. "Sanctified us with his mitzvot and commanded us to delve in the words of Torah." So that's one blessing. We have a mitzvah to learn Torah. And our sages say one of the reasons, and possibly the main reason why the temple was destroyed, the Gemara says the angels couldn't figure it out, the prophets couldn't figure it out. No one knew why. What did they do that really caused the destruction of the temple? The Gemara says, "Al shelo berchu b'Torah tchila," because they approached the Torah and they didn't make a blessing before they learned Torah. They approached it and they said, "Oh, it's an interesting word, deep philosophy, deep thought, history, stories, whatever you want is there." So we could study it. And they sat down and they studied, but they didn't ascribe to the Torah the holiness that one is supposed to ascribe to the Torah and to the learning of Torah. And that point, you could have big people learning Torah, but if they don't have that point, it seems like that's enough to cause the destruction of the temple and the banishment of the Jewish people from the land of Israel. Because it's a pivotal point. How do we look at the Tanakh? So I think that when we look at the contest, we have to look at it in this context. Is it just a game of Jeopardy? Or is it a contest of mastering the work around which our world revolves? Years ago already, there were people who said that they would not participate in the Chidon Tanakh for adults, because what I was told, again, I don't know the laws, but and I've never seen a Chidon Tanakh, I never listened to the radio when they have it, or seen a TV when they have it, or anything like that, but what I was told is that the rules are that anyone can participate, Jew or non-Jew, and that's why people who participated and won the Chidon Tanakh for youth would not participate in the Chidon Tanakh for adults, because they said, the second you're letting non-Jews participate, the second you're approaching the contest that way, then you're making it into a game of Jeopardy. The Tanakh is not to be played a game of Jeopardy with. We can value it, and therefore we can have contests and try to understand it and see who's mastered it best. That's fine, so long as we treat it with respect. The second we make it open, so then we're not only making it open, we're also treating it as a book of knowledge, trivial. Let's see who's mastered it best.
Can we say that even if it's
But that's a different question. I think that the questions don't. The questions reflect the mystery of the knowledge of the book. It's not the fact that you have a contest. Who knows the best? I guess you could look at it that way. I don't think it's imperative to look at it that way. I could hear that someone would say that, but I don't think you have to look at it that way.
No, because we're saying that if it's multi-religious contest, it's a Jeopardy game.
Yeah.
Why can we say the same?
Well, I think that the nature of the questions allows it to be viewed in either way, because the questions are really questions that they're nice. I mean, I was quoted certain questions from the Chidon, and you see that you have to really, really have a handle on Tanakh. It's not enough to learn Tanakh well. You have to really have a handle. They'll tell you which three words in this order show up both in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, in all three. Now that's something which you have to really pay attention to what you're reading. You're talking about aligning this verse that shows up in three different in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. You understand how much you have to concentrate and compare as you're learning. So I hear that someone could say that. I'm not sure that I would say that. I don't know. But I think that the questions themselves could be viewed either way. The second you make the forum one in which you have Jews and non-Jews, then you're automatically making it a game. Then it's playing a game with the Tanakh. And it's not only playing a game, it's the sense degrading. We don't view them as having the legitimacy we do. We don't. You want to live your life your way? Fine, I'll respect that. But to put us on the same platform, when we're forced to do it, okay, so we're there. But for us to take something which is in our control and put them on the platform with us, has certain connotations, which I think that might be what Rav Avinir was referring to. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what he was referring to, but that's what I've heard people say in the past, and I think it's a correct thought. Okay.